It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll get the latest in national political news with Paul Singer from USA Today.
First, rising student loan debt has gotten a lot of attention all around the country. But according to a new series from the USA Today network called Degrees of Debt, it's particularly bad here in Wisconsin.
The series goes beyond the struggle to pay back loans. It also looks at what the big price tags on higher education mean for college access and how young people are doing in the job market.
Joining us now is Rory Linane, reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. Her essay on student debt in Wisconsin kicked off the series. Rory, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Also with us is Jim Fitzhenry. He's editor of the Degrees of Debt series. Jim, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be on.
Well, let's start, Rory, with a person you profile in this opening essay, Lamont Williams. Can you tell us a little about his story?
Yeah, Lamont Moore. He grew up in Milwaukee around 5th and Chambers, which is an area dealing with a lot of poverty and violence. And his mom worked really hard to move his family up to Mequon. And it kind of seems like, you know, from hearing the story, they made all the right moves. They did everything they could to get him the best education possible, and he got good grades. He was a star athlete on the basketball team, and so the story looks at, you know, why now, 6 years later, is Lamont $15,000 in debt and still doesn't have a college degree after all that.
And you write that the college debt problem is affecting people in all classes, but it's an especially big problem for people from lower income groups trying to get into college, and I guess more importantly, trying to pay for it.
Yeah, they face the most barriers in trying to pay for it and trying to get loans that they can ultimately pay back. Although the problem is growing, and now even for middle and upper class students, it's becoming increasingly difficult to afford college.
We'll go more into Rory's essay, but Jim, can you talk a little bit about the Degrees of Debt series more generally? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, what we really want to do is bring the issue to light that so many families are dealing with, especially this time of year when kids are returning to campus and people have conversations around their kitchen tables about how are we going to pay for this, how are we going to pay for that. We're going to take a very thorough and serious look at the issue and then try and spark some conversations with communities about how do we start to address this problem and tackle it in a way that is beyond simply like one biennium budget or beyond one campaign cycle, but long-term systemically really start to get our arms around the problem.
And you're including essays like Rory's that are not just the standard statistics and politicians weighing in. Why are you tackling it this way?
I think because when people read about real people doing things and when they get beyond the conventional things, that it gives them a way to connect with something, to identify with it, to humanize it, and then to begin to discuss it in a way that really gets people to drop some of their, sometimes their hostility about talking about issues like this and get them into a mode where they really begin to discuss solutions to problems.
Talking to Jim Fitzhenry and Rory Linane, they're both with USA Today Network Wisconsin, looking at an ongoing series, Degrees of Debt. It just started off with Rory's essay looking at student loan debt here in Wisconsin. Rory, in your piece, the first one in this series, you look at disparities. We started to touch on that a little. Can you talk a little bit about the disparities in college attendance in, say, the Milwaukee area and in debt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I looked specifically at the Milwaukee area since that's where Lamont is from and since I grew up in that area also, and so it's interesting to look at the diverging paths that can happen in that area depending in large part on your race and your family's income. And so in recent years we've seen that white students have been attending college more and more often as black students have been attending college less often, and so those gaps are continuing to grow. And according to one analysis, Wisconsin has the second widest gap in the country when you compare how often white and black residents have college degrees.
President Obama has called a college degree a ticket to the middle class. We just heard about a report of the State of Working Wisconsin yesterday. There's about a $10 an hour bonus for completing that college degree. So are people finding themselves able, especially those people in, say, Milwaukee, able to get that college degree?
Oftentimes not. It's sometimes the price tag of college is enough to give people sticker shock, and they just think there's no way that they'll be able to make that happen. Or also in the case of Lamont's story, a guidance counselor didn't really reach out to him about college until 3 months before he graduated, and so it wasn't on his radar as early as it should have been in order for him to get in applications and have a good array of schools to choose from and have good financial aid packages to choose from. So part of it is the K-12 system needing to really prepare students for college better, and part of it is helping students be able to actually afford it.
And Rory, you kind of compared and contrasted your own life story with Lamont's as examples of two mm-hmm. different paths people follow. Can you spell that out for us a little?
Sure. Yeah. So I grew up in Shorewood, which is a wealthier suburb northeast of the city. And so there, from the high school that I went to, I had a scholarship from my high school that paid for a good chunk of college for me. And so, it was really kind of our geography, our race, our families that separated where Lamont and I started in life, and from there it really traced the trajectories of our life, where I went on and did a pretty traditional college path and graduated free of debt and able to take different risks with my career, such as becoming a print journalist. Lamont has been more weighed down by the student debt and unable to graduate yet at this point.
Jim, as this series, Degrees of Debt, continues, who all are you trying to bring in the conversation here about student debt in Wisconsin?
Well, we're going to start on college campuses, and we're going to be having some conversations there with students and faculty and community members. And then we want to extend the conversation to parents and families in high school and middle school, as they're starting the discovery process of thinking about, okay, I have a student in middle school, what should we be thinking about as a family as far as preparing for saving money, preparing for thinking about careers and college options? So we really want to have a really broad base of the community participate, add their voices to this, and really see if we can put together some concrete recommendations about how to address the problem.
Right. On other series that that you all have done, you've brought together town halls of people, ordinary people in government, and experts, things like that. Is that part of what you're working on here?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to be kicking off on September 20th. Our first what we're calling Degree of Debt rally is going to be at Lawrence University in Appleton. And we're really hoping to get a great cross-section of the community and students on campus to hear from them directly about what are the things that they're experiencing. But we're also going to have people from the university on our discussion panel. We're going to have some young professionals talking about their journey from graduating college, dealing with their own finances and the workforce, and to try and bring people together and have that conversation about how do we solve the problem, what can we hear and learn from each other, and what are the next steps.
And before we wrap up, Roy, what is your next step? What are you working on next in this series?
We have a lot coming up. We're going to be looking at specifically issues that students face at community colleges and for-profit colleges. And we'll be looking at politicians' plans for addressing student debt and some of the kind of pitfalls of private loans and what other states are doing to address this issue.
Rory, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And Jim, thanks to you as well.
Thanks as always. Love to be on the show.
That was Rory Linane, reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin, and Jim Fitzhenry, an editor at USA Today Network Wisconsin. They talked to us about high levels of college debt and how it affects students and families in Wisconsin. The story was part of a new series that the paper launched called Degrees of Debt.